Brighton Beach Vegetarian Cafeteria. For Celia, Cyril, the best thing there. I went back to Brighton Beach to the vegetarian cafeteria I had never been to before, except in the memory of my childhood. When I stepped through the doorway, I was back in the booklet of my bubba on the superline of food treasures. Trays linked along aluminum ledges, Russian and other East European Jews stirring spoons in glasses, eating babka, sipping tea through sugar cubes bit tight between their teeth. Grandma, behind the counter, smiling, "What would you like?" I asked her for one of the soups of the day. Cabbage, borscht, potato, vegetable, I decided. Then mused about the pierogi, chopped herring, gefilte fish, and vegetable cutlets, I added. "That comes with two vegetables," said Grandma. I wanted to call her that. Two vegetables with vegetable cutlet and vegetable soup. I selected what was featured on the marquee, cream spinach. "And how about kasha vanishka?" she offered. "Now you're talking," I counted. Then she pointed. I picked up and presented to me a challah roll, fresh, with real butter, margarine for everybody else. "Es, mein Kind." "What's the drink?" I asked. "First you eat," she said, "then you drink." After I tasted my various vegetable delights, she said, "How's everything?" "Delicious," I replied. "Everything is wonderful. But you know what the best thing here is?" "What?" she smiled. "You," I said. "Tell my boss," she motioned her head to her left toward a middle-aged man with a slight beard wearing a small yarmulke. So I told him, and he said, "She's the boss." I turned back to her and wanted to say, "Bubba, what's your name?" But before I could utter my thought, she said, "Don't you know me? I'm Celia, Cyril, my grandma's name." She smiled, nodded her head knowingly, her silver and gold hair in a bun of hazed aura, and said, "Sei gesinnt, mein Kind." I left the restaurant, but quickly turned back to look for fear it might disappear. It was still there. I knew I could go home again.